M.G. Leonard on writing. This episode, Writing Every Day. Write every day. That's the best advice for anyone writing a book. Write every day. With your first book, this is an act of blind faith, but trust me, if you write every day, eventually you will have written a book. Of course, life is full of important things that demand time and attention from you, like jobs and children and hobbies and friends. So you must carve out a special time and place in which to write. And you must treat writing your book as work, not a hobby, not an indulgence, but a serious piece of work that you expect to be paid for one day. And if you don't, then the people around you won't take it seriously either. You need them to respect your writing time. There must be no interruptions or distractions. Writing a novel is work. And it helps if it's work that you love doing because it's tough. I have two children, a full-time job which I enjoy, a partner who I desperately want to spend more quality time with, theatre that I long to see, yoga classes I never get to, half-finished quilting projects, you name it, I have a suitcase full of distractions. Nevertheless, when I set about writing my first book, I also had this story that I desperately wanted to tell about this boy and all these amazing beetles. And the longer I didn't write it, the bigger it grew. Maya Angelou once said, "There is no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside you." And I found out that this is very true. I had to write my story or I might burst. So I looked for the moments in the day in which I could write. And at first I was repeatedly frustrated. I would get up, get myself and my son dressed. We'd wolf down breakfast. I'd rush him to school, travel to work, do my day's work, dash back to the school, bring him home, make dinner, put him to bed. And right at the end of the day, once the house was quiet and I had a little bit of time to myself, I'd sit down and try to write. But I was knackered. My brain was fatigued, my body exhausted, and all I really wanted was a large glass of red wine and some crap telly to watch. I rarely got down more than a sentence or two, and writing felt like the hardest thing in the world. And then it occurred to me, try and write when you're not tired. I'm not a mornings person, but I'd never considered how sharp your mental faculties needed to be to write. So I decided I'd try and write before my son woke up. So I set my alarm for 5. At 5, I'd get up, make a cup of tea and a hot water bottle, and sit down in front of my laptop. I had 1 hour in which to write. 1 hour, so I needed some rules. Here are my rules. 1. Write as many words as possible. 2. Do not read anything you've written. You must not look back. You must only progress. You are Orpheus in the underworld and your novel, Eurydice. If you look back, you will never drag your novel out of hell and into the land of the living. 3. It's a job. So you do it Monday to Friday. You get weekends off. Weekends are for fun and for family. Writing is work. 4. Don't talk to anyone about it or let anyone read what you're writing. You're like a spy during your day job, imagining what happens next in your story. You leap out of bed at silly o'clock in the morning to get to your keyboard, and this creates momentum. You tell people, you lose your momentum. In under 6 months, I got to the end of my story. I'd written a book. It was an awful book of 120,000 words that I would never let anyone read ever, but nevertheless, a book. I knew where my story went. I knew who the central players were. I had something to work with, to improve upon. And that first book eventually became Beetle Boy. And I only completed that book because I wrote every day. You have been listening to M.G. Leonard, author of Beetle Boy, available in all good bookshops from March 2016. Follow me on Twitter or go to my website, mglenard.com. The wonderful music was by Sam Sparling. Thank you for listening, and keep writing.